Hi, welcome to the Brain Injury Answers Podcast. This is Dr. David Glazer providing the answers you need when a brain injury occurs. This podcast is for educational purposes only. For treatment, please consult your physician. This podcast does not represent the Department of Veterans Affairs. All right, let's get started. Question: is there any connection between brain injuries and Thanksgiving? Answer: this is a great question, and with this question, I think we'll be able to summarize and integrate many of the past podcasts into how celebrating, say, Thanksgiving or any holiday is gone about when someone has a brain injury and the resulting symptoms. So, like many people in the United States of America, football is very much enjoyed, especially over the Thanksgiving weekend. With everything in today's news, one isn't blind to the fact that football playing can cause people to sustain concussions and other injuries. So as we see in many practices, especially at the kid level or high school level, there's often days during practices where there's no tackling and things of the sort to help reduce the risk of sustaining a mild traumatic brain injury while playing football. Nutrition. During the holiday season, many people may overeat or eat other foods that they don't generally eat that may not be the most healthy for them. So it continues to be a good idea to maintain good nutrition for good recovery and to maintain your regular nutrition schedule. And if someone is on specialized diets to help them eat despite a swallowing problem, it's still important to maintain those precautions so that pneumonias and other choking episodes do not occur. It's also important to maintain your sleep schedule and to maintain that routine. Oftentimes on a long weekend, people will stay up really late and then have difficulty getting back into their daily routine throughout the week that follows. So again, do your best to maintain your sleep schedule. Then of course, many people know that sometimes turkey can make them a little sleepy. Well, did you know that turkey, when you eat it, you essentially are taking in something called tryptophan, a chemical that leads to serotonin and melatonin. Melatonin helps us feel sleepier at night. Serotonin is often a neurochemical that makes people feel happy and puts them in a good mood. Many antidepressant drugs help increase serotonin in the brain. So even if that turkey didn't quite taste as good as you thought it would, you still got serotonin, which might make you feel a little bit better. In addition, we know that lots of noise and lots of people can be overwhelming for someone that has had a traumatic brain injury. Many Thanksgiving and other holiday gatherings include large crowds. These can be very overwhelming, and it can be very anxiety-provoking for people who have had a brain injury. It is important to check with your loved one who has had a brain injury if the environment is too overwhelming, and to learn and carry out ways to get out of the large environment or to maintain crowds to a maintainable size for the person who feels overwhelmed. In addition, remember to continue to meet with your psychologist, who will help you overcome some of these challenges you will encounter with large crowds. On Thanksgiving and throughout the holiday season, there are a lot of, say, turkey trots and various 5Ks and 3Ks and marathons, whether to raise awareness for people or causes or whatever it might be. Again, exercise is very good, and it's important to stay active even in the holiday season. And remember, while you're celebrating the holidays, many physician and therapy offices will have schedule changes. So it's important to plan ahead with your appointments and be aware that offices might be closed or on other scheduled and time arrangements. It will be important to plan around this so that you can integrate both your appointments, therapies, celebrations, and other aspects of daily life. And also be aware that at many inpatient rehab hospitals, there will likely be certain holiday celebrations. So you may not be at home for that turkey dinner, but you will likely get turkey and sweet potatoes and the regular trimmings at the rehab hospital. And most importantly, remember that the holiday season is a season of gratitude and thanksgiving. And try to find some time to be gracious for where you've come in your rehab process. And know that you still likely have room to grow in your rehab process. There are a lot of people that are involved with your care and getting you as functional as possible during this holiday season. And be mindful and be thankful for the support system that you likely have during this challenging time. So again, if you thought there was no connection between a brain injury and the holiday and Thanksgiving season, think again. There are many aspects of the Thanksgiving and holiday season that can affect someone who has had a brain injury. And it's important to be mindful of this, whether you're the person who has had a brain injury or your loved one who you will be around during this holiday season has sustained a brain injury. Because some of these facts will go a far way in making this holiday season a very enjoyable and thankful one. That's a wrap for today. Remember to email all your questions to braininjuryanswers@gmail.com. Check out the website www.braininjuryanswers.com. Thanks for listening.